Enjoyed every bit of the testifying, all of the singing, everything that's been said and done has just been wonderful. As they were singing that song there about Jesus being with me when the storm cloud gathers, it was reminding me, if you was here last night and heard the preaching, and he holds my hand when I begin to, help me here now, tremble. And there's a part of one of those verses says his promise is something you can stand on. Is that not what it said? When the winds of this world, and if you was in the house tonight, last night I mean, you heard me preach. I preached to them last night on shaking knees on a solid rock. And there's times, brother, you can be shaken. But aren't you glad that his promise is something that you can stand on? Has he done to serve? Has he been there for you? Thank God he has. Acts chapter 2. I want to read here Acts chapter 2. And thankful again for everyone that is here tonight. All the preacher brethren. Yeah. All right. The altar service gets all fired up, which I hope that it does. And there's people laid out, slayed out in the Holy Ghost. They've got food over there. And so if you're not real spiritual and not playing in the altar, you're just welcome to go right on over and get something to eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much to Brother Snow and the church here at Kilgore for allowing us to come and be with you all again. It has been our privilege. We've been here many times back through the years, and we always enjoy it, appreciate it. And thank you again, Pastor, for the invitation. I hope something's been said and done that has helped you in some way on your trip to heaven. I used to tell them when I pastored in Georgia, and I told them I would always say this to them along, I'm not just interested in us going to heaven together, I'm interested in us going to heaven in the best possible shape we can get there in. I don't want to be in one of them deals. And it'll be good to get there if I had to crawl through the gate. But I'd rather be like Brother Wayne Ray said. He said, I'd like to be 50 miles inside the gate before the devil knew I died. Hallelujah. I'd like to be running when I hit the gate. Amen. And so we appreciate it. Thank you for your giving every night. May the Lord richly bless you for that. We appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. And as we've already said, all the preacher brethren, may the Lord richly bless you for being here. Acts chapter 2, which we are very familiar with. Brother Tracy, when he got up, Brother Boyd, and got up and was talking about the Holy Ghost. And then Brother Stacy got up behind him and had his things to say that was very good about holiness. And the Holy Ghost will bring holiness in your life. Can you say amen? Holiness is not simply something that you do on the outside. It is something that is a result of something that has happened on the inside. And then it'll pop out. Hallelujah. Just like flowers out of the ground. Hallelujah. But we are in need of a move of the Holy Ghost today. Can you say amen? Amen? I want to say this right up front. This is definitely not a disclaimer because I'm not worried about it at all. But I want to say this to you. If you don't have a dance that gets up in your feet when the glory of God falls, you need to get one. I can't believe it was that quiet just then. That's what the problem is. If you don't have a hoop that gets up in you when the glory of God gets to moving and makes you want to shout unto the Lord, or you don't have a hallelujah that rises up in you, you need to get one. Can you say amen? If you can just stand there and stand still while the glory of God is moving, think about what you've done today, what you're going to do tomorrow, or where you're going to go on vacation this summer, you need to get rid of that and get lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. I want to say this to all the young people that are here tonight. I'm not down on you at all. Matter of fact, I'm really up on you. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're in the house. But I'm going to tell you what, we've had a generation that is beyond you that has some way got away from the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. And if you're that way here tonight, you're fixing to get real uncomfortable with the way I'm fixing to preach to you. Are y'all here? I've got a little motto in my life, and this is what it is. Afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. Hallelujah. So if you're comfortable here tonight, I hope I afflict you well. I hope the Holy Ghost fillets you good. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're needing comfort from the Holy Ghost, He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4. Let's read together. Acts chapter 2. Some of you is not going to say amen till I read the Bible. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4. And they were, some of them filled with the Holy Ghost. Hold on here. Did I mess up? I did. Must have been reading the NIV. Sorry about that. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, how many would like for that to happen under this tent tonight? Hallelujah. Come on now, that wasn't near enough folks had their hand in the air. How many would like for that to happen underneath this old tent tonight? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. Paul says this, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Can you say amen? But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Back to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. And this is what it says. But ye... Hallelujah. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the utter parts of the earth. Stretch your hands this way and ask God to anoint the preacher. Lord, I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Need you to touch my mind and my lips. I need you to loose us in this house. Thank you for what we've already felt and the glory that has been here. But right now, God, I need an unction from heaven that will touch me. Lord, touch this congregation in Jesus' holy name. I want everybody to shout hallelujah to the Lord before you're seated. Come on, we can do better than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for honoring the Word of God. Well, it's been a wonderful privilege preaching to you. And there's been wonderful liberty to preach here every night. But I must tell you right this minute, I feel a slight resistance of the enemy, my own personal self, right here at the beginning of this, which lets me know I'm on the right track. Is there anybody here? So I want everybody under the age of 30 to shout amen. Now, I want you to do it. Now, hold on just a minute. I said I want you to shout amen. I didn't say whispering hallelujah. Everybody under 30, I want you to shout amen. Now, there you go. And so I want you to keep doing that. And we're going to let the older folks just fill in all the other spots. Can you say amen? If you had to go to court tonight, and I hope you don't have to go there. I hope you haven't been naughty in any way, but somebody under the sound of my voice probably has a court date somewhere, even if it's over a speeding ticket or something you didn't, that you didn't even really mean to do, probably. Just snuck up on you. But if you went to a courtroom
and you was there, there is one thing that will cause you to get in trouble in a courtroom, and one thing only. It is evidence. Hallelujah. If there is no evidence, there is no case. Are y'all here? If there is false evidence, then it's going to get thrown out. You're not going to, it's only going to go so far. If the evidence is tampered with in some way, form, or fashion, you can get a mistrial over evidence that has been tampered with. I want to preach tonight on evidence for a verdict. Hallelujah. Evidence for a verdict to really cause someone to be chosen guilty or to be declared guilty. There must be evidence that is unshakable. You can't have a little bit of doubt, just a little bit of doubt in some area. If that prosecuting attorney or that defense attorney can cause that jury to wonder at all, if there is even the slightest amount of doubt in your mind as a juror, then you don't have to cause that person to be guilty. Can you say amen? Now I must tell you, I've been in this a long time. I've been watching this go on for a long time. Some of you have even heard me say this. But my first words that we know of, I've had people tell me this, that the first word they ever heard me say was glory. I went to church all the time. I wish that would have made me holy. I wish that would have made me some way saved from a little child. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. All that proves is I was in the house of the Lord all the time. They used to call us holy rollers. Come on now. And yet I'm pretty sure tonight, if I ask for a raising of hands of those that have never seen anybody really roll underneath the unction of the Holy Ghost, there would probably, unfortunately, be a few hands that would go up tonight and say, you know, I've heard about it, but I've actually never seen it. Hallelujah. I would to God the world would get some evidence. Hallelujah, in this day and hour, for a verdict that we are still holy rollers. Do I hear anybody say amen? I would to God you say, well, I want you to listen to this. In Acts chapter 2, they had waited for a promise from God, and the promise came. It came to them. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Come on now. There appeared unto them clothed in tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And it brought us up to verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The first evidence I'd like to point out to you tonight is it still comes with other tongues. I'm going to have to pull harder than I thought. Hallelujah. I said it still comes with speaking with other tongues. There is even among Pentecostal folks today a spirit that has risen up among us that people is saying, I've got the Holy Ghost, and yet there is no evidence to prove it. I want to tell you something. It is an evidence for those around you, for yourself, and even for the devil. When that spirit from another world begins to make utterance through you, and a tongue rolls out of you. I know there's there's people that says that was for another day. But I come to tell you, they're not telling you the truth, because I have seen the evidence. I have heard the evidence. I have been a partaker of the evidence that it's still real right now today. Somebody ought to say amen. The Holy Ghost comes and speaking in tongues, and it just suits me. Somebody ought to say amen. Have you ever had the Spirit give utterance out of you? Raise your hand real high. Man, don't make me drag it out of you tonight. I said, have you ever had that Holy Ghost roll out of you? That came from another world. They didn't teach that back to you in a Sunday school class. Somebody didn't say abracadabra, abracadabra three times, brother, but it was something that came from another world. You know what I've been wanting in 2017? A bunch of young people that has evidence. I said that has evidence that is still real and it still happens and we still got it like the Bible said. Glory to God. Listen, the Spirit gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. I was preaching, hallelujah, in a youth rally, hallelujah, glory to God, and I was preaching in this youth rally. It was one of y'all's. One of y'all's youth rally. This is not a bad reflection on y'all. Neither is a bad reflection on Brother Mikey Mackinson and his church. This is a reflection of where we are as a Pentecostal group. Do you understand that? So don't you, he knows me well enough. I preached a youth rally there. At the end of that youth rally, Brother Dennis Heath walked up to me and said this, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He said, it's not loaded. And he was here last night, but he said, it's not loaded. I said, okay. He said, before I do, can I lay a little groundwork to my question? I said, yes, sir. Hallelujah. He said, I remember showing up 16 years ago. He said, on the Shady Springs campground. He said, I nobody knew who I was. He said, you were preaching the youth camp and ripping up and down the country and had just preached an 8-week revival at your home church. He said, I remember you holding your daughter up over your head with one hand. She would sit in your hand and you would tell us she was Miss Youth Camp. He said, I nobody really knew who I was. I was just a big old boy from Granite City, Illinois. He said, you were preaching and ripping and tearing and the power of God was falling. And he said, through the years, he said, I would watch you. He gave me what I felt like was a compliment that night. And he said, brother, I was watching you preach tonight. And after 16 years, he said, you're preaching the same way that you did when I first seen you at youth camp 16 years ago. You've got the same fire. Come on here now. And the same zeal and the same desire for a move of God as there. But he said, tonight while you was preaching, he said there was two or three separate times when the Holy Ghost swept through the house that he said, I thought to myself, if that was 16 years ago, this was as far as this thing would have went. People would have been laid down in the floors. They would have been running all over the house. They would have been rejoicing everywhere. Are y'all listening to me? He said, this is my question. Didn't have anything. He was in the crowd that night too. Didn't have anything to do with the group of people. He just said this. Brother Lesser, don't you believe it's harder to move people today than it used to be? Come on here now. We say we're Pentecostal. We say we got it. We say we've got the real deal. We're proud about what we've got. Somebody ought to say amen. But I looked that big preacher back in the eye and I said, I knew the two or three times you was talking about tonight. And I've come to tell you it's harder to move us than it's ever been before. Somebody ought to help me preach here just a little bit. I'd like for somebody to change that. I said, I'd like for somebody to change that. Hallelujah. And I'm preaching to some young people tonight that I believe you are the generation that can change it. Somebody ought to say amen. Hey, brother, I'm not down on you, but it should have been somebody else besides my 48-year-old wife going around the altar while I go hooping. Come out here now and help me a little while. It should have been somebody else beside my little wife running around the altar and hollering unto the Lord. I come to preach to you tonight. I believe we can have a generation that the evidence can be there, that the power of God is still moving, and the Holy Ghost is still falling, and I'm not sitting waiting on it. I said, I'm not sitting waiting on it. I'm a reaching out to heaven. I said, I'm a reaching out to heaven, and I'm saying, oh Lord, send the power just now and baptize. Somebody shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh yeah. You can put your lip out if you want to. Hallelujah. Say, well, bless God, I thought we was doing all right. No, we're not doing all right. They used to come and sit outside to watch the show. Come on now. Now we've got, come on. Brother Stacy didn't tell us how old he was, but I know it's past 4:00. Hallelujah. And I'm pretty sure it's past 4:03 because that's where I'm at. So I'm doing some deducing here. Hallelujah. But I knew my wife was 48 and she was going around the altar. We're in Youth Valley. Is there anybody here? And Brother Stacy was out there, and I appreciated that, brother. He was out there jumping up and down, and he didn't care who saw him. Is there anybody here tonight? And he's a worshiping God. Hey, brother, what are they doing? They're showing you how you ought to respond. I said, they're showing you how that you ought to respond. I come to say amen. We're going to have to get beyond our shoes, our hairdo, but what we look like. Hey, brother, and give evidence. I said, give evidence that we're Pentecostal and we're full of power and we're full of the Holy Ghost. Hey, 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 it's real. It's real. I know it's real. This Holy Ghost and power. Hey, brother, I know it's real. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord and glorify God. Somebody shout unto the Lord. I said, somebody shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, somebody shout unto the Lord. Are we Pentecostal or not? Do we have it or not? Are we full of it or not? Hey, hey, hey. I believe the day has fully come. You can have the Holy Ghost right now in a manner you never had before. Reach out. I said, reach out. Somebody lift your voice to God. The tongues can be an evidence. I'm going to tell this and I'm going to move on. Brother Claude Ely ran out of his church one night, ran down the steps, and if you never went to the church at Charity Tabernacle when it was up on the hill, you don't know what that means. But I'm going to tell you something. You need to be in the spirit just to go down them running. And he ran around. And then Brother Stacy Holden, he ran around the block, up the hill and around. And he is coming back up the stairs. And he heard somebody hollering at him. And he was chasing him. And the man, he stopped and looked at him. And he grabbed a hold of him. And he said, Brother Ely said, I don't understand. He said, no, I don't understand. He said, oh, yes, you do. He said, you run by my house praising God in German like nobody I ever heard in my life. Are y'all hearing me? Brother Ely said, I don't know no German, but I know Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen. You know what it was? It was evidence. I said, it was evidence. Hey! Hallelujah. You can have it if you want it. You can have it. Like the Bible said, somebody shout unto the Lord again. Woo! I'm not down on you. I'm up on you. I'm telling you what I believe is going to happen to you. I'm telling you I believe in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit. Hey, I want to have evidence in my church. I want to have evidence in my youth group. I want to have evidence in my prayer closet. Hey, 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 evidence for a Hallelujah. We need demonstration. I said we need demonstration. Is there anybody in the house? We need demonstration. We need our young men and our young women to demonstrate that the power of God is on me. One way you do that is shouting to the Lord with your voice. Hallelujah. I feel something. You say, I can't. Oh, yeah, you can. When it gets like fire, shut up in your bones. Hey, hey, hey. You'll rear your head back. You'll hoop. You'll glorify God. It won't be quiet. How can I be quiet when there's fire down in my bones? Hey, 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 hey. We need a little evidence in this hour. But I'm going to tell you young people something. There is power that goes along with this. I said there's power. I want evidence through the power that is working in me. Hallelujah. Here's why. Hallelujah. The enemy can send somebody by that can speak in another tongue, but they can't dress in a sanctified way. Somebody ought to say amen. There's no power in that. I said there's no power in that. But there is power, hallelujah, in purity. You ought to have me here just a little while. Hallelujah. You live a holy, sanctified life. Come to the house of God. You know what, brother? It doesn't have to be him or him or him or him. All you have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Is there anybody here? You have the power. I said you have the power. To take your hand and lay it on her head, and the glory of God transfer itself. He cuts up out of the. Hey, Jesus still saves. He delivers and heals. Go tell it, everybody.
Pentecost is real. I said it's real. I said it's real.
Power.
Glory to God.
Power. Huh? Power. This ain't power. Don't even care what that looks like. I messed up yours, I messed up mine. Come on now. Hallelujah. I may start in on somebody's hair, but I better start over here instead of over here. We may lose all everything. Come on now. Are y'all here? We are too worried about what they're going to think about how I react to the presence of God. You're not going to be there next week when I'm all alone and need the Holy Ghost. Come on now. They're not going to be there in the midnight hour, but He is. And so when He comes into the house, I want to have evidence. I am a possessor. I said, I want to have evidence. I am a possessor of this power. You can have it. I said, you can have it. Well, now, I don't know about today, you know. Now, I remember hearing about them tent meetings and all that, but I'm not real sure. I'm going to tell y'all something. The evidence is still there. If you want it. I watched in a church service one night. My little wife crawled across the floor on her hands and her knees. I'm preaching on evidence for a verdict. I watched her crawl across the floor on her hands and knees to where there was a young lady sitting in a wheelchair that was paralyzed from her waist down and could not walk. It was very interesting because she had went back. The girl in the wheelchair had wheeled herself to the back, Brother Mikey Maxson, and invited a young woman to the altar. And it was one of the most precious things I ever saw. That young woman got up crying, grabbed a hold of that wheelchair, and wheeled it back down to the altar, and fell in beside it, and went to pray a poo to salvation. Somebody ought to say amen. I believe we still got evidence. He's a saver. I said, He is a saver. Can you say amen? They is a praying for her to get saved. All of a sudden, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost spoke to my little wife. I watched her crawl across the floor, and probably nobody else was watching. But she's my wife, and I kind of watch. Hallelujah. And she watched across the floor. She crawled across the floor. And I watched her lay her hands on the ankles of that young woman that was paralyzed. And when she did, the next thing I heard was the grandmother of that young lady screaming, "Look at her legs! Look at her legs!" And those legs that were dead were bouncing straight up and down in the air. Are y'all hearing me? I saw this. I saw the evidence. Hallelujah. Brother Mike, the next thing I knew, she bent over and opened the flaps up. And young people, she stood up on her legs. It didn't work. Hallelujah. I said she stood up. But the next thing she did was she took off her running all around the house. Is there anybody here tonight? Hey! Is there a young man that would run for me right now? Somebody run for me right now. You know why? Because I can. I said, because I can. Because I have evidence. Hey! Because the Holy Ghost, it still has the power. I said, it still has the power to rise. Raise your hands one more time in this house. Come on here now. Hallelujah.
I want you to turn and look at your friend and tell them, I'm going to shout whether you do or not. I mean, I want you to tell them, I'm going to shout whether you do or not. It's not contingent on what you're going to do. I got the evidence. I got the Holy Ghost. And he's a living in me. Hey! Hallelujah. Come on, young folks. Let the glory fall in your world. Let the power of God fall in your life. Let it happen to you. I could go on, but I'm almost through. Hallelujah. You know what they do at a football game? Now listen. I've been near to a football field. I wasn't in it. I just was near it. And from outside of that field, I could tell you what was going on inside the field. You know how? I couldn't see the play. I didn't see the ball. I didn't know how. I didn't know who had it. And I didn't know which way they was going. But the evidence of what was happening, I heard when the crowd, hallelujah, I said I heard when the crowd began to shout unto the Lord. I would to God right here in Kilgore tonight, down the street somewhere, somebody had raise up and say the shout of a king. I said the shout of a king is among us. There's evidence. Thank God it. There's evidence. There's full of it. Stand your feet all over the house and raise your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name, with the power that fell at Pentecost, that made them all aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. And I'm glad. I said I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. Does anybody want the power? Throw your hands in the air. Does anybody want to be endued? Does anybody want a demonstration? Come on now. Throw your hands in the air. Get out of your pews, young people. Head down toward this altar. Say, I want evidence. I want to have evidence in my life. I want to have evidence that they can say I really am one of them.
You can have it.
If you want it, you can have it. Like the Bible says. Hey.
Oh, you can have it.
You can have it.
If you want it.
Come on.
You can have it like the Bible says. Come on, get it. Come on, get it. Come on, get it like the Bible says. Come on, get it. Come on, get it like the Bible.